You're listening to Soundside. I'm Mike Davis, filling in for Libby Dykeman. These days, many communities are struggling with the question of how to regulate short-term rentals. Things like Airbnb or VRBO locations, where owners can rent out a portion of their home for up to 30 days. That's what the city of Gig Harbor has been trying to figure out for the past 18 months. Since September 2021, the Gig Harbor City Council has put a moratorium on permits for these short-term rentals while it's examined how other cities handle them. In Leavenworth, none are allowed in residential zones. The San Juan Islands has a cap on permits. This past Monday night, the Gig Harbor City Council voted 6-1 to effectively repeal the moratorium. It was a contentious meeting. Speaking in support of the new ordinance was Councilmember Mary Barber.
For me, projects like this come down to understanding the problem we are trying to solve and then figuring out the solutions to that problem. In this case, we don't know if we have a problem. We do know there's a lot of fear out there and even more rumors. We also know that the current short-term rental owners are responsible people, deeply committed to our community. Most of them live and work here. They include seniors on fixed incomes who rent so they can stay in their home and in the community they've enjoyed for many decades.
Councilmember Jenny Wook was the sole dissenting voice. She said that many of the voices in favor of the ordinance are from out of state.
There are names on this petition from California, Florida, Arizona, Pennsylvania.
And she said it's telling that few businesses favored it.
The Chamber of Commerce asked Gig Harbor businesses to write to council supporting the passage of this ordinance. 4 is the number of businesses that sent emails to council supporting this ordinance.
We'll hear more from Councilmember Wook later. But first, Soundside host Libby Dykeman spoke with Charlie Glock Jackson, a reporter from Gig Harbor Now, and asked her what local officials have looked into during the 18-month moratorium.
During that time, city council and city staff really tried to figure out how many there are operating in Gig Harbor. Citizens started getting together to express their opinions on their desires one way or the other, either to allow them or to not allow them at all. And things got a little bit heated. No new permits for anything, any kind of owner-operated short-term rental unit were processed during that time. Everything was put on hold.
You said it got a little heated. What was behind the temperature rising there? What kind of arguments were going back and forth about the short-term rentals?
It felt like the majority of people who got in touch with the council and the city administration were not in favor of any more Airbnbs. The argument against them has pretty much been changing the character, the feeling, the privacy of residential neighborhoods, people not wanting a lot of strange cars parked on their street, not knowing who their neighbors were. The other side, the pro faction, which it seemed to be primarily realtors, the building commission and so forth, they were the ones that seemed to be more in favor of Airbnbs. Also, of course, people that wanted to have Airbnbs in their home or already have them and aren't licensed and suddenly are faced with the prospect of having to get a permit, pay a fee, go through the city bureaucracy to be able to run their Airbnb legally. The lines in the sand were drawn very clearly.
And on Monday night, the council voted 6-1 to approve the new ordinance and allow short-term rentals in Gig Harbor. What kind of rules will VRBOs and Airbnbs have to follow going forward in the city?
Well, the first thing they have to do is pay $650 to get a permit. They also have to get a business license, a state business license, and also a local Gig Harbor business license. They have to give a report with their license renewal of just how it's going. I'll mention, because it's very important, that although the council approved this new ordinance 6-1, immediately after they approved it, they also passed an amendment to the ordinance that stipulates that the staff will now hire a consultant to monitor the situation. The consultant will find out how many short-term rentals are operating in the city limits now, how many new ones will be, they're going to be tracking how many new ones are applying. They're going to be tracking how much lodging tax they provide, where they are geographically. Are there specific neighborhoods or streets or zones where more short-term rentals are being licensed? Is one zone or neighborhood being impacted more than others? And they're also going to be tracking how they're going to measure compliance.
That's a big question I have, Charlie, because many cities have passed regulations in the past on short-term rentals, but oftentimes they're operating underneath the table or with expired permits, so really just outside the law. What is Gig Harbor's plan for enforcement here?
They're kind of hoping people will be honest, quite frankly. I guess Gig Harbor is a small enough town that they're going to trust people to do the right thing. Also, I think because it's such a visible issue right now, community people are going to be on the lookout. Not that there's going to be a vigilante force or anything like that, but I think that citizens are going to be very cognizant of changes to their neighborhood. And I think the public is just going to play a big role in monitoring this, quite frankly.
Was there any conversation about the way that Airbnb or VRBOs have played out in other areas of the Northwest? I'm thinking of like in Leavenworth, where there are no short-term rentals allowed in residential zones, or the San Juan Islands that have a cap on the number of permits. Did the council look at other cities around the region and how they're handling it?
They did, I think with mixed findings, mixed results. And I think that they're relying a great deal on what this consultant is going to find. As far as, you know, policing it, your guess is as good as mine. You know, I think it's very much a work in progress.
Yeah. One of the council members, Brenda Likens, brought up during her comment in the meeting on Monday night the potential for a lawsuit by real estate groups if the city did not go forward with allowing short-term rentals in some form. Was this a concern that other members of the council voiced, or was this a concern the city was responding to by going forward and passing this ordinance?
There is a group, a very pretty well-organized group, in favor of STRs that has apparently started a GoFundMe for just such a purpose. Whether or not that really affected the vote last night is unclear, but there is a potential for a lawsuit.
I'm hearing in your voice, you've been covering news in Gig Harbor for a while now, and this was, in your words, one of the most contentious issues that you've seen. Did that surprise you? I mean, is this something that you understood to be kind of a simmering problem, the fight over short-term rentals, before you started looking at what the council was doing?
Personally, I was not aware that there was a problem until a year and a half ago when the city council's committee brought it up. And ever since then, it has become increasingly divisive. There are many people in the community who simply weren't aware that it was going on until very recently. And although there were multiple meetings of city commissions, study groups with the city council, planning commission meetings, and many opportunities for, about seven opportunities for public comment over the last year and a half, still, I think many residents felt like they didn't really know what was going on until the very end, until early February. And I think that they are, they felt left out. And, you know, it could be argued that it's up to the citizens to monitor what the government is doing. And, you know, they have to take the initiative to look at the city's website and track meetings that are happening and then look at the agendas of those meetings. I think that there's, I think people are going to be more vigilant about monitoring what the city council is doing from now on.
That was Gig Harbor Now reporter Charlie Glock Jackson speaking with Soundside host Libby Dykeman. We mentioned earlier that there was one dissenting vote on that ordinance to allow short-term rentals in Gig Harbor. That came from Jenny Wook, who has been against the ordinance from the beginning. Libby sat down with Wook and asked her why she stood against it for so long.
Because our citizens were against it. You know, I think that residential neighborhoods are the soul of this community, and our citizens are the very essence of this community. Residential zoned area means that a place where residents live. And we change that, and it's not restricted to residents anymore. It changes the view of neighborhoods. So what happens is that in residential neighborhoods, we've always, in Gig Harbor, we've always been people that are a community that's always supported neighbors, helping neighbors. I happen to live in a neighborhood and we have coyote in our neighborhood. And so we all belong to a texting group. And if the coyote is at one part of the neighborhood, you know, we always let each other know to bring in your cats or small animals that there's a coyote on the loose. When you don't have residents living in these homes, when you have people living in short-term rentals that maybe here on the weekend and maybe not, and they really don't know anybody else who lives in these neighborhoods, that person's not going to be part of this texting group. It's not going to tell us when there's a coyote in our neighborhood to keep things safe. And so that's what our residents really were concerned about, losing the fabric of our residential neighborhoods. And that I agree with them for totally. And so that I supported them with, and that's how I feel, and that's why I voted that way.
You're saying that the residents of Gig Harbor didn't want this ordinance. Who wanted it? Who, in your opinion, were the other council members representing when they decided to allow the permitting process to go forward?
So if you listen to one of the council members last night, she was very concerned about the city being sued. We have, council has received any number of emails from the short-term rental group with veiled threats to sue the city and therefore the citizens of this community. I mean, they send us innumerable emails with a veiled threat to sue. And I think that it sounds to me that was really foremost on their mind. I don't want to have to face that every time somebody comes into our town and wants to disrespect our citizens and we just roll over in order to not have a suit. There's sometimes you have to stand up for what's right and not support what's maybe just a money issue sometimes, and maybe that's called integrity, but I think it's important that we make decisions based on fact and what's in the best interest of our community.
Some people might say, if you own a property, you have the right to do with it what you will and make money off of it if you're not using it. What say you to that?
Absolutely, you do. Remember, this is going into an area. This is a changing the use of that area. So this is something new. This is not properties that are in here now, because people know now what you're supposed to be having with your home. And so this is a changing of that use. So when you buy a home in Gig Harbor now, you know that you're in a residential neighborhood. And so council decided to do away with that and allow anybody to come into the neighborhood and not be a purely residential neighborhood.
Because somebody could have, for example, rented out their home or a room in their home on a long-term basis in a typical landlord-tenant relationship already, right? What you're saying is that this new ordinance would change the use to allow something more akin to hotel stays, these short-term rental stays in residential areas, which in your view is changing the way the neighborhood is used.
Yes, that's correct. And when you have long-term renters, like we have in our neighborhood, they are neighbors. They are there. They're all on. Everybody's involved. You know, we have a barbecue in the summertime and we celebrate something in the wintertime. They are part of the fabric of the neighborhood because they live there and they're there.
Now that the ordinance has passed, what's next? Are you expecting a glut of Airbnb and VRBO permit applications to be submitted? Are you expecting a big expansion in the number that you'll see around Gig Harbor?
There's a company, it's called Granicus, and this is a company that sells software to cities to try to help them keep track of short-term rentals that are in their neighborhood. And they know how many short-term rentals are advertising on Airbnb and VRBO. They also keep track of a lot more sites. But I was speaking with them 2 weeks ago, and they told me that the number they have pulled from Airbnb and VRBO is 63 that are resident short-term rentals that are advertising on this site. And so we have 5 permitted currently in Gig Harbor. So if folks want to be legal, then they need to be permitted. And is 63 the number? Well, we won't know that really until folks start coming in. But it is concerning to me to see the view basin of Gig Harbor be inundated with short-term rentals.
It sounds to me, and let me know if I'm characterizing your position correctly, that you wish your fellow members of the Gig Harbor City Council had been more willing to fight for a nuanced set of regulation that may have opened the city up for some legal challenges, but to you would have been worth it to argue in court and to fight for in order to preserve communities in Gig Harbor that you think will be harmed by short-term rentals. Is that accurate?
So our attorney said that he would never allow the city to do anything that would put us in jeopardy. That's all I needed to hear. And so if he thought there was a way that we could do something and have some rules and not put our city in jeopardy, I was all for that.
Got it. So there was a way, you believe, to craft an ordinance that would have stood up and not exposed the city to legal challenge.
Yes.
What's next? I mean, what will you be watching for as the ordinance goes into effect here, which, if I understand correctly, is in the next 5 days or so? What are you watching for? And do you have any plans to maybe try to revisit this issue in the future?
The city will be reporting to the council every quarter. I'd sort of like to see that report happen a little bit more. And they're going to be keeping a close watch on how many short-term rentals come into the city and reporting on that, and hopefully have this on our city website so our citizens can see what's actually happening with short-term rentals in the community. And I think that council moving forward we're going to hire a consultant, and the council moving forward will hopefully come up with some things that we would like to see that consultant include in their report. Sadly, of course, as you just mentioned, this ordinance becomes law in 5 days. And we don't have a consultant, and it will take probably several months to get a consultant, and probably several months after that until the consultant comes up with a plan on how to inform the citizens of Gig Harbor what is actually happening in the city.
That was Gig Harbor Councilmember Jenny Wook speaking with Libby Dykman.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.